75% of the black teachers and put in 75% of the area's top white teachers, and then trying to improve quality education. But meanwhile, they still have 100% black student body with the 80% white faculty. So I don't know if they've done so much good. I think the younger teacher might be more open to it, whereas my father was very settled in his ways, you know.
Yeah. How old is your father?
He just turned 55. So he was really pretty settled. And for him to get adjusted to a different type of lifestyle was quite a change.
Most of your friends, were they born here?
Yeah.
How about their parents?
No.
You say the majority of, like, your generation is, like, maybe natives and...
Yeah.
One beyond their own. Do you know very many people whose families go back very far?
In Miami?
Yeah.
No, I think I know about one or two that were born here. But most people have come here. A few years ago, about 5 years ago, it was such a thing. People could not believe you were a native Miamian. When you tell them, you'd hear a lot of people, what? You're the first native I've met. But now it's becoming more common.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I found that, that one lady that was born here, first woman born in Miami. And, you know, today's the Miami 79th birthday.
I didn't know that.
Oh, here you are recording.
I know. I didn't know that.
And the railroad, see, if I remember right, the railroad, Flagler's Railroad came in here in April of 1896, April 22nd. And the city was founded July 29th, 28th. And then this woman was born in September. So that shows you, if it took 3 months before birth was registered in the city, there weren't very many people then.
Yeah.
So she told me that there were only about 300 people originally.
Boy.
People, not families. So that was 70 years ago. Miami, man, look at the city now.
Did she buy property then?
Her father did. Her father was, he worked for Flagler's Railroad. It was all fairly small.
That's the biggest thing that we hear. Why didn't you buy property? And my parents.
Nobody wanted it.
I know. And you look at it now. Amazing.
Well, this is left over here. This should be left. About run out. Let it run out. It's almost out. We got through those. And next time I see you, you don't mind doing this some other time again, do you?
No.
I know it's a drain on boys because I have the same. I had one. It's not Debbie, it's Jenny. I don't know why I wanted to call you Debbie.
That everybody does. Donna or Debbie.
I got this.